जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी कुंज बिहार जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी लाभ गिरिवर जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी वल्लभ यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन दन ब्रज जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन दन ब्रज यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जनरञ्जन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी राधा मदन मोहन ललिता देवी मोहन ललिता देवी जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Welcome to Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are reading from Canto 5, Chapter 16, Text number 2 and 3. So we'll recite this verse. Tatrapi priyavrata ratha charana parikhate. Saptabhi sapta sindhava upakriptya yata etasya sapta dvipa vishesha vikalpas tvaya bhagavan khalu suchita etat evakhilam. Aham manato lakshanatascha sarvam vi jignasami. Tatrapi priyavrataratha charana parikhate. Saptabhi sapta sindhava upaklyapta. Yata etasya sapta dvipa vishesha vikalpas. Tvaya bhagavan khalu suchita etadevakhilam. Aham manato lakshanatascha sarvam vijijishyami. Anyone like to repeat? Tatrapi priyavrata ratha charana parikhate. Saptabhi sapta sindhava upaklyapta. Yata etasya sapta dvipa vishesha vikalpas. Tvaya bhagavan khalu suchita etadevakhilam. Aham manato lakshanasta sarvam vijijishyami. Matajis? Tatrapi priyavrata ratha charana parikhate. Saptabhi sapta sindhava upaklapta. Yata etasya sapta dvipa vishesha vikalpas. Tvaya bhagavan khalu suchita etadevakhilam. Aham manato lakshanasta sarvam vijijishyami. Reading word to word meaning. Tatrapi. Jai Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari Bhagavan ki. Jai Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Tatrapi. In that bhumandala. Priyavrata ratha charana parikhatehi. By the ditches made by the wheels of the chariot, used by Priyavrat Maharaj while circumambulating Sumeru behind the sun. Saptabihi, by the seven. Sapta, seven. Sindhavaha, oceans. Upakliptaha, created. Yataha, because of which. Etasyaha, of this Bhumandala. Saptadvipa, of the seven islands. Vishesha Vikalpaha, the mode of the construction. Twaya, by you. Bhagavan, O great saint. Khalu, indeed. Suchitaha, described. Etat, this. Eva, certainly. Akhilam, whole subject. Aham, I, manataha, from the point of view of measurement. Lakshanataha, and from symptoms. Cha, also, sarvam, everything. Vijnasami, wish to know. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. My dear Lord, the rolling wheels of Maharaj Priyavrata's chariot created seven ditches in which the seven oceans came into existence. Because of these seven oceans, Bhumandala is divided into seven islands. You have given a very general description of their measurements, names and characteristics. Now, I wish to know of them in detail. Kindly fulfill my desire. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurul Militam Yena Tasme Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganaram Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yatkripatam Vande Shri Guru Dinataranam Shri Chaitaneshwaram Paramanandam. Hare Krishna. Before we begin, I would like to seek blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that whatever here Sukhdev Goswami is describing to Parikshit Maharaj and whatever Prabhupada is giving the jewels into his purpose can be repeated as it is for my purification. So here we are into a section where in the 5th canto, 16th chapter, 2nd and 3rd verse, this chapter is entitled The Description of a Jambudvipa. So Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring from Sukhdev Goswami, please brief me about in detail about the structure, how is that Sumeru mountain, what are the measurements of those islands, what is there in that, you know, in the seven oceans, not those seven oceans of this world, Saat Samundar Par, but they are the actual seven oceans wherein what and all is there in that oceans. So Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring that please brief me in detail. So today we will see the text 2 and text 3. So text 2, wherein Parikshit Maharaj is asking, he's expressing his desire to know in detail. Text 3 says, we'll directly read the translation. When the mind is fixed upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his external feature, made of the material modes of nature, the gross universal form, it is brought to a platform of pure goodness. In that transcendental position, one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, who in his subtler form is self-effulgent and beyond the modes of nature. O my Lord, please describe vividly how that form which covers the entire universe is perceived. In purport, Prabhupada says, Maharaj Parikshit have already been advised by spiritual master Sukhdev Goswami to think of the universal form of the Lord. And therefore, following the advice of his spiritual master, he continuously thought of that form. The universal form is certainly material, but because everything is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, ultimately nothing is material. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's mind was saturated with spiritual consciousness. Srila Rupa Goswami has stated, Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mumukshuvihi parityago vairagyam phalgu kathyate. Everything, even that which is material, is connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, everything should be engaged in the service of the Lord. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur translates this verse as follows. Hari sevaya yaha haya anukul Vishaya baliya tahara tyage haya bhul. One should not give up anything connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, thinking it material or enjoyable for the material senses. Even the senses, when purified, are spiritual. When Maharaj Parikshit was thinking of the universal form of the Lord, his mind was certainly situated on the transcendental platform. Therefore, although he might not have had any reason to be concerned with detailed information of the universe, he was thinking of it in relationship with the Supreme Lord. And therefore, such geographical knowledge was not material but transcendental. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.20, Narad Muni has said, Idam hi vishwam Bhagavan ivataraha. The entire universe is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although it appears different from him. Therefore, although Parikshit Maharaj had no need for geographical knowledge of this universe, that knowledge was also spiritual and transcendental, because he was thinking of the entire universe as an expansion of the energy of the Lord. In our preaching work,
Also, we deal with so many property and money and so many books bought and sold. But because these dealings all pertain to the Krishna consciousness movement, they should never be considered material. That one is observed in thoughts of such management does not mean that he is outside of Krishna consciousness. If one rigidly observes the regulative principle of chanting 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra every day, his dealings with the material world for the sake of spreading the Krishna consciousness movement are not different from the spiritual cultivation of Krishna consciousness. So here, in this purport, Prabhupada is very beautifully highlighting the practical applications also. So we'll go section wise of this purport. So here the description of the universal form of the Lord, you know, as we are aware that the Lord has the two energies prominently, which are like the internal energy and the external energy. So the internal energy is nothing but the Alladini Shakti or the spiritual potency of the Lord, wherein the spiritual world is expanding. Now to facilitate the Jiva's desire to stay independent from the Lord, whole this material world is created. Prabhupada also mentions it at many places in the purport that, you know, many people ask that why this material world is being created, why the Lord has created this material world. So the whole and sole purpose of this is to facilitate the independent nature of this Jiva to enjoy separately from the Lord. So here this material world is an expansion of the external energy, which is the Mahamaya of the Lord. Now here Parikshit Maharaj is asking to briefly describe about this, you know, this Bhumandala, this seven oceans, these mountains and all. And here, you know, we can, many people may ask that here a person who is having only 7 days and 7 nights, and he is asking to describe about these descriptions of this world, you know, that please describe me about that ocean which has full of milk, that ocean which has full of yogurt, that ocean which has full of ghee, you know, it appears that it is altogether material. But we can understand that this personality, Parikshit Maharaj, when he was ruling this planet, he was completely spiritual. So from this we can understand that when a person, if he is, you know, when he is doing his duties throughout his life properly with full spiritual consciousness, then when it is at the fag end of this life, during the death time or whenever there are obstacles in life, he will also be in spiritual consciousness. Yesterday His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was briefing very wonderfully at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath temple, when one of the devotees was asking that what happens when a person becomes old, and at one end he's fearful of the death, but at the same time he's thinking that I have not achieved to that perfection which Krishna is expecting. So what is the situation of that person? So then Maharaj very, very beautifully described that our job is to follow the Guru and Krishna, and the rest is onto the Krishna, that how he will protect us at the time of death. So here Krishna personally protecting Parikshit Maharaj by sending Sukhadev Goswami. So here when Parikshit Maharaj is asking the descriptions of this planet, he is in full spiritual consciousness. Now what happens when we hear about the description of this Bhumandala? You know, when a person directly enters into the fifth canto, let's say he's hearing this complete, you know, universe has the 14 floors, seven higher floors, down seven more, and we are on the middle, you know. So then few section of people may say, no, it is just imaginary. Then you know, great scientists may send some spaceships to identify. Not only that, but when we hear about some small products also, let's say this ghee. Now, as soon as we hear a spoon of ghee or a bowl of ghee, what thought comes to, you know, like in our mind or intelligence? Tasty. Fatty. So, like many thoughts with respect to health, many thoughts with respect to how I can taste it. Many people may think it is costly. So, but a devotee, as soon as he thinks in connections with Krishna. When it is Abhishek, whenever a festival comes, a devotee thinks of a ghee, that how it can please to the Lord in the form of doing Abhishek of the Lord. When it comes to mango or mango pulp, you know, like immediately a person thinks, yes, how it is tasty, how I can get one more. But on contrast, a devotee who is in spiritual consciousness, he thinks that how it can please the Lord. Like not only that, but you know, even after being offered to the Lord, you know, let's say a sweet mango, it is already offered to Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari and Madan Mohan, and it is offered to us, that this is a Mahaprasad of the Lord. Now, while honoring Mahaprasad also, what it comes to our mind? How I can get one more? One who is in material consciousness. And after that, when we peel it off while tasting also, how it is satisfying my palates, how it is satisfying my tongue. But a devotee thinks that it is being tasted by the Lord. This mango has touched, this mango has a spurs, has a touch of the lotus lips of Sri Sri Radha Vrindavan Bihari. So in this way, at each and every moment by moment, and in any situation, a devotee of the Lord thinks of not only a small object, but also that object which is already offered to the Lord as a blessing of the Lord, as a mercy of the Lord. But on contrary, in material world, like yesterday also Maharaj was explaining, that this jiva is searching for happiness since time immemorial. Why? Because the nature of the jiva is sat, chit and ananda. So the ananda feature or the bliss feature of the jiva to experience that happiness, and because of that he is searching that happiness in each and every object at all the times in any activity he does. And Maharaj was saying that activity of search of happiness has extended beyond this planet, that they have started going to different planets also. So going to different planet is not bad, But search for happiness is going beyond this planet. And what they find, a mere some minerals or some particles by which they can get it here and they can enjoy. Recently, I heard one post that, you know, some spaceships will be launched in some few years, wherein people can go to a trip of a moon with ₹6 crores. 600 crores. Yes, our scientist is saying 600 crores. So with such advertisements, people are thinking to go also. People are thinking to spend. But Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, this mala or this beads, which has, you know, like 108, this 108 beads, which is being given by a spiritual master, which is given by acharyas, and this Srimad Bhagavatam, which teaches us the path of bhakti, this has a full capacity to go beyond this world, beyond this Bhumandala, beyond this planet, beyond this universe, to the topmost planet of Golok Vrindavan Dham. But still, the unfortunate situation is people don't have faith. So, the basic fundamental principle is desire of a living entity. So, when the desire is there to enjoy, when there is a selfish desire, then the satisfaction will not be possible with whatever objects he is dealing with whatever place he is staying where, and in any situation or in any time he is there. So, you know, again coming back to, let's say for example, the nature. You know, this is the monsoon time, so the people are wandering with the nature, the greeneries of this world. So when a person wanders into the nature, he tries to enjoy at the hilly areas, in the forest, you know, takes so many selfies, retreat with the families, friends, etc. But the same forest, what to speak of monsoon, even in the during the summertime also, when the forest is dense with hardly anything to enjoy. But when a person with material motives and, you know, like enters into that area, even he sees that the woods are just lying down there, scorching heat. But still he thinks that how I can get this wood and sell in a market and get some money. But when a devotee interacts with this material world, so he builds a very beautiful forest which can be offered to Krishna. Like, you know, a few years back, in one of the Vyas Puja here at Govardhan Eco Village, one of the village Matajis were sharing. I mean, they were not educated, but on the Vyas Puja day, she was sharing her realization that it was around somewhere seven, eight years back. That Maharaj, you have built this forest which was full of rocks and scorching heat, and there was hardly anything. So similarly, you know, my heart is full of rock and dense forest which hardly has anything, any qualities. So just like you have built this Vrindavan forest, transformed this forest into complete spiritual with the seven forests of Vrindavan, Govardhan, Yamuna, and such wonderful pastimes from the spiritual world. So may this heart, which is fully dense rock like heart. May please transform this heart into Vrindavan so that Krishna can stay here. So Guru and Acharyas and pure devotees have that vision, have that potential, have that desire to transform any material thing into spiritual. And that's what we can practically see at this Govardhan Eco Village, where the beautiful Vrindavan forest is being manifested. And how is that possible? Only the first step is when there is a selfless desire to serve. And as soon as there is a selfless desire to serve is there, then only the inclination towards the spirituality, inclination towards to practice that spirituality will come. And at our sadhaka level, at least we can appreciate the activities which is being done by spiritual master, which is being done by acharyas. And with the help of these scriptures, which is giving us a lens, which is giving us a lens to recorrect ourselves. That is a Shastra Chakshu. In 3rd canto, 8th chapter, 2nd verse, it said, Soham Rinam Shulla Sukhaya Dukham Mahat Gatanam Viramaya Tasya Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam Yadah Sakshat Bhagavan Rishabhyaha. So, in the state of material consciousness, for the sake of little pleasure, you know, like little pleasure, we try to search in objects, we try to search in places, which can give us pleasure for 1 minute or 1 year or maybe for a decade, but later on after this life it will be very painful. And this has been repeatedly emphasized by so many acharyas, by personalities in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And and what it does is the desire to enjoy will entangle into this material world life after life, and that entanglement will lead to miseries, and that miseries will lead to pain. But the spiritual consciousness means, here Prabhupada is saying, that utilizing that object for the pleasure of Krishna, utilizing that time for the pleasure of Krishna, utilizing the skills for the expansion of this movement. One more point here Prabhupada is highlighting here is, in the last section we see that in our preaching work we deal with so many property and money, and so many books are being bought and sold. Many a times, you know, devotees may ask, there are so many things, you know, like accounting is there, management is there, rules is there, policies is there. Many a times these institution related protocols are being bothered. We may be thinking that it is hampering our devotional service, but here Prabhupada is saying that that one is absorbed in thoughts of such management does not mean that he is outside of Krishna consciousness. One time one person asked Prabhupada that, you know, that see this sadhu, he has given away everything, he has given away wealth, he has given away, you know, there was a huge photo wherein so much wealth was there and the sadhu was completely away from that. So when Prabhupada was said, then what he said, that he said that I would be in a picture wherein I would be embracing all this wealth. Why? The sole purpose is that desire is to enjoy is not there. Even in a practice of karmakanda or jnanakanda also, that desire to achieve something is there. Desire to achieve that heavenly planets is there. Desire to achieve moksha is there. Desire to achieve liberation is there. But for a devotee who is practicing bhakti yoga, who is practicing this spirituality of bhakti, that desire to enjoy is not at all there, but the desire to please Krishna is there. And when the desire to please Krishna is there, then in that state, whether that person is there in this world or wherever he is, his sole desire is to give pleasure to Krishna. Management of this world, we see that they are always pulling legs of each other. But here the Prabhupada is highlighting here that when this management with respect to Krishna consciousness movement, it is being used for the expansion of Krishna consciousness movement. And when that expansion is there, then there is a nature to help others is there. Help others to get connected towards Krishna. Help others to come closer towards Krishna. And that's what the preaching work and the spreading of Krishna consciousness movement is meant for. And not only that, you know, we see that there are personalities who has repeatedly in Srimad Bhagavatam has emphasized the importance of bhakti. Sometimes in our day-to-day practice, when we are staying in an association 365 days throughout the year, we may not understand the importance. But Bhagavatam is repeatedly emphasizing the importance of association, importance of this spirituality. And in this book, personalities from the different planets have also emphasized the importance of this human life, importance of bhakti. And when we hear that will help us to absorb ourselves. So the crucial thing for us at this stage is to remain absorbed at all the time. Yesterday Maharaj was highlighting that the second canto, second verse 36th, second chapter 36th verse was saying that Tasmat sarvatmana rajan harir sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtitavyasta smartavyo bhagavan rinam. Now here we have to deal with material objects. We have to deal with people in this world. But the main crucial point is we have to remain absorbed at all the times. That is what which is very crucial. And to remain absorbed, we have to remind ourselves. So this is an acronym which is ICU. We have to understand the first thing is that we are in an ICU now. That our main critical condition is we cannot be wandering in this world just like in a resort style to enjoy. You know, going for a picnic for 2 days, 3 days, 2 nights, 4 days. So then when will that happen? That will happen when we understand the importance of it, which is I. And importance of this spirituality is being emphasized repeatedly by so many personalities, not only of this world, but of the other planets also. King of heavenly planets Indra and the devatas have prayed that may we get this human life in this Bharat Varsh, in this Bhumandala, in this planet of earth, so that we can practice bhakti and we can perfect our life. Why? Because they were saying that because of Ati Indriya Utsavat, because of so much pleasure there are chances that we may forget. So devatas are praying that may we get the human form of life. Not only that, the greatest of kings like Pandavas or Ambarish Maharaj, or here Parikshit Maharaj himself, has renounced timely. Like for example, Ambarish Maharaj was the king of this entire planet. Pandavas, after so much struggle, they have won the battle. But as soon as Krishna left, they renounced everything has left. So these great kings are showing us the importance of this bhakti. Not only that, greatest acharyas. Greatest acharyas have taught us that at some stage we have to understand the importance of this human life, the importance of this bhakti, and we have to renounce. Like, you know, Prabhupada. Imagine if Prabhupada would not have renounced timely, then what would have been our position at this stage? So this acharyas has taught us, acharyas have given us this wealth of bhakti. And not only that, even the supreme most position of this planet, which is the position of Brahma. So the Brahmaji is praying for it. And what to speak of that? This path of bhakti, the pure devotional service, the prema bhakti, is being hankered by the dearmost, that is the Uddhava. And this bhakti is so rare that these great personalities are hankering for it. Personalities are hankering for it so much so that some are hankering for a species change. Uddhava is praying in Srimad Bhagavatam, Asam aho charana renu jusam aham syam vrindavane kimapi gulmas. He is praying for may I become a gulmalata, may I become a blade of grass to get the dust of the lotus feet of this pure devotees of Vrindavan. Not only species change, but some are asking for a gender change also. Narad Muni, Shiv, Lord Shiva, they are hankering for this bhakti so much so that, you know, why? Because they have understand, they have complete faith that they are hankering for this. And not only that, but personalities are hankering for change for even to a level of matter also. Like Brahmaji has become the four heads of... So practically the mountains are like the jad vastu or like it is a matter. So what we can understand here is these great personalities, the devatas, Brahmaji, Lord Shiva, Lord Narad Muni here, the Brajavasis, the Uddhava, all these personalities are highlighting here, they are hankering for this. That means the importance of this is being highlighted here. As soon as we understand the importance of this, then we start practicing this. And how to practice? The 9 process of devotional service. Yesterday Maharaj also highlighted very nicely that this 9 process of devotional service, any person, even if he perfects in one of these or a combination of few of these, then also it is very easily possible to perfect our life. And as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, out of all these 9 limbs of devotional service, the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is the most easiest, is the most easiest one by which one can perform at any place, any time, and anywhere. And when we hear and chant, and when we engage ourselves into these nine limbs of devotional service, that's where what happens is our desire from selfish to selfless will be very easy. And that's what has been highlighted in this purport today, in this verse today, where although Parikshit Maharaj is asking for the descriptions of the seven oceans or descriptions of this Bhumandala, which appears to be material, but it is spiritual, because that desire is selfless, that desire has transformed into spiritual. And when that desire gets transformed, that is where one will be able to utilize any object, or whether it may be any time or any skills in the service of the Lord. So that is what to absorb ourselves, we have to understand first the importance that whatever we have received, the path of bhakti from the acharyas, by the blessings of Prabhupada, just because this personality has sacrificed at the age of 70, going away all the way with the 38 days of journey to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, to share the rarity of bhakti to the entire world. So this, when we understand this importance, then we will be able to practice this hearing and chanting very nicely, following the instructions of spiritual master. And when we perform this practice, then the transformation of the desire from selfish to selfless will be very easy, and that's where our dealings with this material world, our dealings with devotees, whether it may be devotees, whether it may be in our services, will be gradually spiritual, and by that we can perfect our life, by that we can please devotees nicely. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If anyone have any suggestions, any comments, they can please share.
Where is Jambudvipa? Is this land on which we are now, is this called as Jambudvipa? Or
Jambudvipa is the the universal structure wherein the entire Bhumandala, the description of this planetary system, I am also not completely aware of that. Center of Bhumandala, wherein the Sumeru mountain is there.
Puja, Puja says to relocate the place, Vaivasvata Manvantare, Jambudvipe, yeah, Bharatavarshe, Bharatakande, like that. So I was thinking that this is Jambudvipa.
This is a part of Jambudvipa.
Of ghee, yogurt, and all of them, because all the oceans here are salty.
This is the one ocean which we see here. Beyond this ocean also, there are land. Beyond that land, again ocean, again land, and again ocean. There are like seven lands and seven oceans. It is of yogurt, of milk, of ghee, and like that, which will be gradually coming in the next sections into the 21st 21st and 20th chapter of this canto, descriptions are very vividly been done.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.